722 here, mid-afternoon in Ukraine, where Joseph Lindsley is. And Joseph, with President Zelensky warning about particularly ugly attacks because of Independence Day coming for Ukraine on Wednesday. Are folks nervous over there?
Yeah, Bob, good afternoon from Western Ukraine. I would say, yeah, for sure, people are nervous and they're making preparations, which details of which I can tell you about after Independence Day. But, you know, the 24th of August, this Wednesday, commemorates the day in 1991 when Ukrainians were finally freed from Soviet tyranny. With the help of someone, for example, Mikhail Gorbachev, whose mother was Ukrainian, actually. And, you know, and you would think that, you know, I think the world thought all that horrible time was over. Now, once again, you know, we're back facing Moscow tyranny. And as we get closer to this day, Russia has partially closed the airspace in three regions near eastern Ukraine. And there's still a concern that Russia might retaliate for the recent Ukrainian operations in Crimea. Over the weekend, a drone that seems to have been Ukrainian hit the Russian military headquarters in the city of Sevastopol in occupied Crimea. And it wasn't an attack. No one was injured, but it showed the weakness of Russia's air defense. And so there's a concern, you know, we know that Putin hates the idea of Ukrainian independence. Probably the Russians are agitated about the recent attempts of Ukraine to try to take back Crimea. So there is a fear that something could happen. And into this mix, we also have the nuclear fears. You know, what is happening with the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant? Yes, there's a great atmosphere of unease right now. And in fact, I think it was yesterday, Ukraine introduced new sounds to the air alarms. So we've just had the sort of the standard air alarm since February 24th. And now there's three new alarms. If you hear church bells, it means there's a chemical hazard. If you hear an alarm buzz, it means there's radiation. And if you hear a train horn blasting, it means you have to evacuate immediately. Quite a scary thing to think about.
Yeah, I would say so. Ukraine's attacks on Crimea have certainly brought the war closer to home than many Russians had anticipated, as you know, Joseph. Do you think that will influence Putin in any way, influence what he does next?
He has such a control over the people that we do have many reports of, you know, Russian vacationers fleeing the Crimean Peninsula and Russians who have occupied Ukrainian houses since 2014, thinking maybe it's time to pack up. Maybe they have seen, you know, that Russia, the war has not gone so well for Russia. But I think more than that, I think it's perhaps the Russian arrogance. You know, how dare you strike what they perceive to be their territory?
Yeah. We hear, though, that for a break, I guess, you were into some heavyweight boxing on Saturday, weren't you, Joseph?
Yeah, and that goes along with what I was talking about the air alarms. In different parts of Ukraine, there are different types of alarms. In the modern city of Dnipro, it's a workmanlike whistle. In Nikopol, across from the nuclear plant, it sounds like a nuclear holocaust, a terrifying noise. And in Lviv, it's a very poetic city, cafe society. And so there's a voice when the air raid alarm sounds, and it says, Lvova, Lvova, Povitrina Trevoha, like a poem, really, which means Lviv, Lviv, there's an air alarm. And during the fight between British boxer Anthony Joshua and Ukrainian Alexander Usyk, who went on to retain the heavyweight title in Saudi Arabia, it was an even fight. And then the ninth round, the Brit Joshua really starts to pound Usyk. And the Ukrainian commentator, the play-by-play guy, said in Ukrainian, Povitrina Trevoha, air alarm. And, you know, you would think that you can't laugh about such things, but you can and you have to. And with my Ukrainian friends that I was watching it with, there was something about that moment that was incredibly funny, but also a reminder of how deeply everyone's lives here have changed since February 24th and how much these alarms and then the missile strikes that sometimes follow have become part of our lives. But there was that moment of the air alarm for Usyk. And he must have, you know, he heard that alarm in his mind and he turned around. And by the end of the fight, it was a victory for the Ukrainian in a split decision in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I was thinking about the juxtaposition of war and normal life that you often talk about when I was watching a news feature over the weekend, Joseph. And I was just looking at the background of this reporter's story, and people were drinking and eating in cafes. It was a lovely scene, a beautiful setting, and it's so strange, and it must be for you.
Yeah, for example, yesterday I went looking for mushrooms in the forest with friends, and then other friends and family prepared a feast, and we had a nice Sunday dinner. And obviously the topic of conversation is not what it would be, you know, in a peaceful land. But you still have these moments of connection and carrying on. And, you know, now society has organized itself. You know, the first weeks and months of the war, there wasn't time for that. But now, you know, the military is organized, you know, everyone knows what their role and mission is. And you realize you have to, you know, the other thing, I mean, you don't know when you know, what day might be your last. And this is normal, as we've said, as I said, for any human being, but it's especially urgent and intensified. Now, C.S. Lewis said in World War II, war intensifies everything. Hmm. And so if you have the time to be with the people you love, then you need to embrace that moment more so than ever before. And so that's why we see these scenes. And in Kyiv, over the weekend, they had Russian tanks. There was a parade of Russian tanks on the street, not the tank, the parade that Putin wanted. And there was a celebratory atmosphere on the streets of Kyiv over the weekend.
The new normal, Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. I hope no alarms sound for a while there, and we'll talk tomorrow, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.